Now, just a moment ago, we said a recitation. Does anyone remember, this might be a hard question, how did that recitation end? It was a call to come to something. Do you remember how it ended? The wedding supper of the Lamb. It was a call to come to the wedding supper of the Lamb. Now, in a moment, what we're going to do is we're going to read the verses that come before that recitation and end with reading that recitation again, where it comes in the 19th chapter of the book of Revelation. And when we read the background leading up to that recitation and leading up to the call to the wedding supper of the Lamb, we're going to see some amazing things in this story. First of all, what we'll see is part of a vision that John saw on the Isle of Patmos. And part of the vision that he saw was a city called Babylon being destroyed. And that there was smoke going up from that city because it had been destroyed. And that the people that came out of it went to the Lord. And angels were very, very happy for those people to come out of that city and come to the Lord and come to the wedding supper of the Lamb. So before we read the story in the book of Revelation, let's think about the Lamb in this story. Here's a picture of the Lamb that might help you think about the Lamb when we read about it. Can you see this picture of the Lamb? Now, when we think about the Lamb in this recitation and how we're going to read about it in this story, who do you think the Lamb represents?
The Lord.
The Lord. Very, very good. The Lamb represents the Lord. Now, when you think about a lamb, do you think a lamb is a gentle animal compared to other animals? Mm-hmm. Yes? And do you think the Lord is very, very gentle too? Mm-hmm. So when we read about this story, we'll read about people coming out of a city where very evil things were happening, where the city was destroyed, and then they came out to the Lamb, to the Lord. If you were in a city that was being destroyed because bad things were happening there, wouldn't you want to come to somebody who would protect you and be very, very gentle like the Lord as a lamb? Wouldn't you want that if you had to come out of a city that was being destroyed? So as we read this story, think about how happy the angels were for the people who could come out of Babylon that had been destroyed and come to the wedding supper of the Lamb. And then we'll talk even more about what it means for us to come to the wedding supper of the Lamb. So listen for how happy the angels were. This is in the beginning of Revelation chapter 19. And after Babylon was destroyed, I heard a great voice of a crowd of many in heaven. And they were saying, Alleluia, salvation and glory and honor and power to the Lord our God. They sound very happy, don't they? For true and just are his judgments, for he has judged the great harlot who corrupted the earth with her harlotry, and he has avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. That means the Lord has stopped the evil that was happening in that city. And a second time the angels said, Alleluia! And her smoke, the smoke of Babylon, goes up into the ages of ages. And the 24 elders and the four animals fell down and worshipped God who sits upon the throne, saying, Amen. Alleluia. And a voice came out of the throne, saying, Praise our God, all ye his servants, and ye who fear him, both small and great. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a crowd of many, and as it were, the voice of many waters, and as it were the voice of strong thunders, saying, Alleluia! For the Lord God, the Almighty, reigns. Let us rejoice and leap for joy. See how happy they are. And let us give the glory to him, for the wedding of the Lamb is come, and his wife has prepared herself. And it was given to her that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright, for the fine linen is the just deeds of the holy ones. And he said to me, Write, happy are they who have been called to the wedding supper of the Lamb. And he said, These are the true words of God. So what were the people coming out of Babylon called to? What were they called to come?
Alleluia.
The angel said, Alleluia, and they were called to come to what? Yes, that's right. And what kind of wedding supper, wedding celebration? The wedding supper of the Lamb. That's right. The Lord said, come to the wedding supper of the Lamb. And if we think about a wedding, what a wonderful celebration we have after a man and a woman come before the Lord to commit themselves to the Lord and to each other. That's a wonderful thing to celebrate, isn't it? And maybe some of you have even been to celebrations of weddings and have had a supper afterwards. So that's one way of thinking about the wedding supper of the Lamb, is how we celebrate every single wedding between a man and a woman coming before the Lord to commit themselves to each other and to the Lord. But there is another way we can think about being called to the wedding supper of the Lamb. And that other way is going to happen here at church today. After we're done here, the adults will be invited to take the Holy Supper. And the Holy Supper means taking in unleavened bread and taking in wine. And here is a piece of unleavened bread that will be broken and given to the adults as they come up to the rail and kneel down and think about taking in divine love from the Lord as they take in this unleavened bread. It's like a supper, isn't it? And then the second thing that will happen is the wine in this pitcher will be poured into this cup, and then this cup will be passed among the adults who are kneeling here, and they will take a drink of the wine as they think about the divine wisdom from the Lord as they bring the wine into their body. Now, this is like a wedding supper, because when we come to the Holy Supper, we think about the Lord uniting in us his divine love and his divine wisdom. And do you know what that does when the Lord can unite in us his divine and love and his divine wisdom gently like a lamb? It means that we can follow the Lord even better and better. And it's just like the people coming out of the city of Babylon. And one last thing to think about is it makes the angels very, very happy when we come to the wedding supper of the Lamb, when we come to the Lord's Holy Supper. Amen.